This week's Torah portion is called Vayeshev. The portion continues the pattern of the favorite child syndrome. Jacob has dramatically shown his special love for Joseph by making him the famous coat of many colors. The Torah tells us that when Joseph's brothers saw that their father Jacob loved him more than any of his brothers, they hated him so much that they could not even speak a friendly word to him. Joseph exacerbates the tension. He would tattletale on his brothers when they did not behave properly. Joseph dreamt two dreams which seemed to suggest he would rise to a position of authority. Foolishly, he shares these dreams with his brothers and father. The brothers hated him even more for suggesting he might get ahead of them in life, and his father simply dismissed it as not possible. The brothers get very angry. They throw him into a pit and then sell him to the Ishmaelites. He is then taken to Egypt. After defying his Egyptian master's wife, Joseph is thrown into jail, where he interprets the dreams of Pharaoh's cupbearer and baker. Joseph suffered greatly, but eventually he rose to become the second most powerful man in Egypt, next to Pharaoh. There is a very significant lesson here. Most people view this narrative as one which describes a bunch of jealous boys ganging up on their righteous brother. After all, no one can argue with the fact that the behavior of Joseph's brothers towards him was outrageous and appalling. However, one cannot ignore the fact that Joseph also contributed to this entire calamity. The great commentator Sforno is highly critical of Joseph. He says Joseph acted in a very immature manner when he disclosed the contents of his dream to his brothers. Every now and then, you too might find yourself in the midst of a heated dispute or argument with another person or group of people. Your immediate reaction is to see yourself as a victim of someone else's wrath. The story of Joseph and his brothers should prompt us to engage in introspection. Ask yourself if you may have contributed to the feud in some way. Did you magnify a slight? Did you exacerbate an innocuous comment? Were you unnecessarily confrontational? Did you do your utmost to mitigate the tension which fueled the dispute? And finally, did you engage in behavior which prompted another person to be jealous of you? It goes without saying that, yes, there are times when you might be completely correct within the context of an argument. More often than not, however, friction can be avoided if we exercise some seichel, common sense. In the case of Joseph, his words were what triggered his brother's ire. In life, I have come to learn that sometimes the best solution to mitigating discourse is to close your mouth. King Solomon, the wisest of all men, declares in the book of Proverbs that death and life are in the power of the tongue. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Please feel free to share these podcasts. If you like them, you can find them at kehilatmoshe.org and on our Facebook page and on our Twitter feed at KM Sheepshead Bay. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.